get it started, you made a lot of trips the last week or 10 days. What brought you to Indianapolis, and why Indianapolis? Why the Colts?
I mean, I think it's fairly obvious. I mean, the last few years, this team has been productive, and everything that's happened within this organization. I think if you're a fan of this game, everyone paid attention to it, and the success that's been in this building for years. And it was very important to me to make the trip. And not only that, you know, they saw some interest, and I was interested, and we just married the two together, and here we are.
Hey, DeQuell, can you? How much did you talk to Chazinski before you came on board? You guys have any extensive conversations about you coming here?
I'm sorry, who was that? You say Chud?
Yeah. Did you guys have a lot of conversations about trying to come here? Did he try to put a sales pitch on you at all?
No, not at all. Once I became free, you know, you got to deal with tampering and rules and all that, those things, but. Once I became free and I was allowed to speak to teams, he was one of the first calls that I personally made. And he's a big part of me being here today. I thought highly of him last year when he was my head coach in Cleveland. So, you know, he hadn't been here for a long time, but I trusted his judgment. And we had a great run in Cleveland. Unfortunately, it didn't work out. But all things happen for a reason. And here we are today. And I'm very excited about it. And, you know, I'm excited to get going.
DeQuell, how do you think you fit in the 3-4 defense, and what do you anticipate just sort of how you'll be used probably alongside Jarrell Freeman? Do you have any thoughts on that yet, or is it too early?
No, it's not too early. I mean, that was something definitely that weighed heavily in my mind. How would I fit to any team that was running any particular defense? You know, my time in Cleveland has been was a special time, and I was fortunate enough to play in a 4-3 and 3-4, and last year was a 3-4, so. At the end of the day, to me, it's football. It comes down to guys willing to prepare as well as they do, and willing to go out and win a ton of games and have one common goal in mind, and that's winning a championship.
Obviously, you know, you'll play alongside Jarrell, but I mean, how excited to play with Robert Mathis? He seems pretty pumped to have you as a teammate based off his Twitter comments. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I want to know how he found the fountain of youth somewhere. And I'm looking forward to picking his brain in that regard. And he's been a heck of a player for a long time, and he's getting better with age. So I have a ton of respect for him. I watched him throughout the years in his glory days, and he's still living his glory days. So it's going to be exciting to get around the guys and get to know him and get working. And, you know, one thing that attracted me here was the fact that I feel like it's a family environment. Everyone is on the same plane, and everyone's on the same have the same goal in mind, and that's whatever needs to be done to win the Super Bowl. And I really felt like that visiting here for the last 2 days, and Chuck Pagano was great, and I just got a good feeling about this situation.
DeQuell, you mentioned the Super Bowl and championships a couple times now. You saw this team play last year, and they took another step from the year before. How far away from taking the ultimate step do you think they are? Do you think this is a team that can compete this year for a Super Bowl?
Hey, that's all up to the football guys. You know, all we can do is what we can, and they have a great guy in the center in Andrew Luck, and he's proven in year two he's made major steps, in my opinion, just from the outside looking in, and from everything I've heard about him, he seems to be a sharp guy, willing guy, and also he has the talent to get it done. So this is a team that's on the rise. They have the pieces. Obviously, every team can use more pieces, but I think this was the best situation for me. I'm more than excited that they wanted to have me a part of it.
Well, you never know what to believe on Twitter, but someone mentioned that you could have gotten more somewhere else than what the Colts offered gave you. Is that true, or can you comment on that?
There's a lot of things happen in this business, and I tell you what, every guy has a reason why they play the game. In my opinion, I'm going in year nine. I've made a great living so far, so the decision for me was easy. It wasn't a financial decision. It was a decision to be around a good group of guys first and foremost, and a team that was willing to get to the Super Bowl. And that's what it comes down to. It's the passion of the game And obviously financials has a big course in this decision, but it wasn't about the money, in my opinion. It's about being around good people and having success with those people.
So you could have gotten more elsewhere.
I'll let you believe whatever you want to believe.
Super. Thanks.
Hey, DeQuell, obviously Chuck Pagano has spoken highly about Chud. You played with him last year. Can you give us a little insight on how much he will help the Colts out?
I mean, he's an innovative guy. As it comes to mind, the things we did last year in terms of just helping guys and doing things extra outside of football, and that's helping guys on the off field situations or whatever needs to be done in order for you to be the best football player possible. That's what he brings, and I think talking to him, that's what attracted me most about this situation was the family atmosphere. Everyone I spoke to, that seemed to be the common thread in terms of getting to that next level. It's that missing piece that I wasn't aware of being in Cleveland, that everyone has to like each other. You have to like going to work in order to get your job done. It makes everyone better.
DeQuell, did you have any sense that you might get cut? Sometimes you know these things before they happen. I mean, what was your understanding of where you stood with the Browns?
Ray Foreman, he did. I commend him for how he handled the situation. I knew there was a possibility of me being released when I did, but he gave me the opportunity, gave me a call. We talked about it, and, I was willing to restructure because I had spent so much time in Cleveland. It was, it meant something to finish your career in one place, but, this is a business. I understand that. So we talked about it. It didn't work out, and, no bridges were burned. So I got a ton of respect for what they're doing in Cleveland, but now I'm Indianapolis Colt.
Have you seen much of this team play, and did you have any thoughts about its defense? I know you know about Andrew Luck, obviously, and the talent on the offensive side. What do you know about the defense? Anything much?
Hey, my job is to watch film and watch football. If you haven't paid attention to this organization, then you're not a fan of any sport. Absolutely. I mean, what this organization has been able to accomplish for the last, decade, not even a decade, more than that. So, of course, I've watched them. I've been a huge fan of what they've done offensively, defensively, what they've accomplished the last 2 years after having a reign of success for 14 years, whatever it may be, and having a down year 1 year and bouncing back and losing your coach and having him come back. So it's definitely a testament to what they're doing in this building, and I'm more than excited to be a part of it.
I'm curious. One thing players like is stability. At certain positions in Cleveland, you really never had that at quarterback, and you sort of touched on Andrew Luck. But what does it mean to have you come to a team with a young quarterback, and the sky's the limit for him, and what that offense can do for a defense?
Yeah, if you've been in this game long enough, you start to realize if you don't have a guy in the center, it's going to be hard for you to be in a place with stability, and let alone win games. So that's unfortunately that's been my career in Cleveland, but it never stopped my drive, my passion, the way I prepared, the way I played the game at all. So I can only imagine, that's why I'm so excited today, because there is a guy in the center. I feel like it's going to re-energize the batteries, I feel like everything happened for a reason. I'm in the right place.
And you also talked about Chud's influence. What was your impressions and the impact of Chuck Pagano on your visit and your decision?
Yeah, I tell you what, having a sit-down dinner with him, I mean, I knew right away. He was a good guy. We barely talked football. We just spoke, had dinner, and we just talked about random things. And anytime you can do that, you're dealing with a good guy. And he's been through a lot in his life, obviously. And, the guy is high on life, and I want to be around people like that.
Knowing what you know about Trent Richardson, having, played with him, practiced against him, were you surprised to see him struggle once he got here, and do you have confidence that he can bounce back?
I've been in this league long enough to know you can't get it overnight. The where I am now, it's taken every year. It takes a year more preparation, a year more working out, a year more realizing what works for your body, what doesn't work for your body. The guy's young. I don't see, he's in natural progression, in my opinion.